Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I am back on again with Tom Maroon. He has just released an incredible new album called Low Flyers, and I am super excited to talk to him all about it. Tom, like I said before we started recording, it's been a good 7, 8 months. What's up? What's happening?
Well, first of all, Austin, it is great to see you.
Always.
And shout out to you for all of the amazing and hard work that you do
Oh,
keeping the We
thanks.
Write About Music name going. I've been following just all of the
Very cool.
interviews and coverage that you've been doing since we last talked. And,
Nice.
shout out to Austin, everyone.
Shout
But
out to Austin. It's the hamster wheel of music news that never ends.
that's
It's
right. I
the
love it.
industry with no slow season.
Yes, exactly.
Move
Somebody's
on.
always releasing something.
Exactly. But thankfully, you've got music on your hands. Last time we talked was, I have the date here, it was July 19th, 2022. We talked all about Lost and Found, which, now listening to this record in context, I was like, how could he outdo himself? And I'm basically just going to blow up your ego right now, but like, how could this record get better than this song? Like, catchy wise, relatability, just like fun instrumentals, and truly, like, you have outdone yourself. I've listened to this record 3 or 4 times at this point, and I'm not joking. Like, I've just been humming different songs all throughout the day. It's been awesome. Like, you really did a great job here.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So, I mean, with all that being said, I want to get into it. Just like last time, I want to know, what is this record about? Is it a series of individual stories, or is there like one overarching message, coming through on this?
My main goal with this album was to kind of put something together that felt like a soundtrack of some sorts.
Sure.
Something that probably comes through a little bit in the music is that it was very, I guess, musical theater inspired. I love telling stories
Okay,
with
yes.
songs.
I'm not going to cut you off. Please continue your thought, but we're going to come back to that.
So I do think of it as kind of a full story that every song's kind of building on one another. The songs on the album were written over the course of a pretty wide range of time. Like there are a couple of songs, like the first few on the record actually, that were written many, many years ago, actually.
Okay.
So the way that I've kind of been thinking of it is that from track one to track 10, there's an increase in, I guess, emotional maturity for, throughout the
Sure.
track list. And we're sort of beginning in this very, idealistic, optimistic, kind of childlike
Right.
headspace with the first song. And then by the end, we've kind of gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, and we're starting to grow lyrically and
Okay.
take some personal accountability for some of the issues that have been going on in the lyrics throughout the album, pretty
Got
much.
it. Yeah, I fully feel that. Like, it definitely has that cohesive feeling to it, where it kind of just flows but grows and matures throughout. But a main takeaway, at least on my first listen, was I was getting overwhelming feelings of like musical theater vibes. And I think some people, obviously not you, not necessarily would be offended by that. Like, hey, you know what? Like, this feels like a musical come to life. And like, oh, that wasn't what I was shooting for. But it like legit put a smile on my face. Like, I felt like I was living out a music video in my head listening to this. Like, there were theatrics, there was drama and suspense. Meanwhile, like, you're just listening to an album and it's awesome and it's coming to life. So if that was your intention, which it sounds like it was, and you like absolutely hit the mark on that.
Wow, thank you so much. I
Yeah.
appreciate it. I'm looking forward to hopefully in the near future making at least one music video for
He
one of
deserves
the
it.
songs on the album.
Absolutely deserves it.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, man, I just really enjoyed this so much. Did you have any outside help in terms of like other musicians putting this together, or is this a one-man show?
I recorded everything myself, or everything that you hear on the album was either played or an instrument that I don't actually play, but that was kind of programmed by me in some kind of electronic
that fully
way.
counts. That fully counts.
There's a little bit of co-writing help on a couple of the songs, especially toward the beginning of the record. And I did not mix and master it myself. I had a friend who's a great, great studio engineer help out with that.
Sure.
But when it comes to 99% of the writing and all the recording and production, that was me at home doing it here.
Amazing. Amazing. And about how long start to finish would you say this took you to put together?
I actually started,
at least.
Yeah. So actually the first thing that was recorded for the album was the instrumental for Lost and Found, the song that we were talking about last time. I started putting that together in the fall of 2019. And I think that the actual recording process altogether was done by around end of 2021. So I guess it was kind of about 2 years of recording on this.
Right. Okay, well, that sort of begs the question then, like, so Lost and Found was obviously the first song that you put together for this record. Did you have a vision of what you wanted to create, or was Lost and Found initially like a one-off, and then you're like, ooh, I like what I made here, I'm going to make surrounding songs that, you know, kind of sound like it?
It was kind of a one-off thing, actually.
Okay.
And while we're talking about that song, I did want to address that there were a couple of things in our last interview that I had said about the music that were some sort of presumptuous claims that I want to address along those lines. We were talking last time about how I was imagining that the album was going to be maybe a little bit more, I think we were talking a little bit about trip hop last time and kind of like electronic bass.
Yeah.
And since we last talked, I was sort of evaluating, you know, the things I had recorded potentially for the album.
Sure.
And while I still really liked Lost and Found, I ended up kind of shelving some of the things that were maybe a little more similar to that in production, and going with, as you hear on the album, a lot more things that are kind of just rock band arrangement.
And,
you know, guitar, bass, drums, a little bit of keyboard oriented. So all that to say, I think of Lost and Found as kind of an outlier of the album a little bit now, more so than what everything sounds like necessarily in terms of the production, especially. But that was the first one. And there's a lot of material that was written that did not end up making the album that was a little more in that vein production wise. But I really, at the end of the day, was more fond of the indie rock vein of things that I was putting together for the album.
Well, I don't disagree that Lost and Found sounds like the outlier, but maybe I think it feels like the outlier because I was familiar with it before listening to the record. So I'm actually kind of surprised that you say that. I'm going to have to go back and listen again with different ears now, knowing what I know. Because I do remember, you're like, you know, got to go a little bit in the trip hop vein, and it doesn't necessarily go there fully, but I don't know, man. I feel like whatever last minute decision or stylistic choice you made worked. Like, it would have been fine either way. You would have sort of, you know, created like the core of the record and then worked around it. So
yeah,
it's complicated to say. That's the hard part about making music, is there's literally a billion different decisions that you can make, and no one knows what's right and what's wrong.
Exactly.
There's no good answers either.
Yeah. And when it comes to the recording, outside of sharing Lost and Found with you and talking about it here, the majority of the recorded content was very much kept on the down low. I didn't let a lot of people hear what was going on outside of the singles.
Okay.
So, you know, I've been doing a good bit of performing over the last few months, but when I do that, I generally just play solo. So it's not necessarily the most on point recreation of the arrangement of the music on the album.
It would be impossible. There's just so much going on instrumentally. You need to be an octopus truly to be able to get that going. So
exactly.
You do what you can with what you've got. I want to talk about a couple things. One thing that you just brought up, you said that there were some songs, potentially demos, that didn't make this record. Is that correct?
Yes, that is
Okay.
correct.
Perfect. So you strike me as the type of person that, like, the creativity never stops. Just because you're working on a record doesn't mean that new ideas aren't flowing for future projects. Do you have a bank of things that you're working on or are in the, in the safe, or things that you're looking forward to making in the future with these demos? I know that's kind of like a long, rant, but I think you get what I'm saying.
That is a great question, actually. And the answer is absolutely.
Okay. I figured.
Now, with this album, Low Flyers, being so like soundtrack music, musical theater oriented, I really wanted to hammer home like the poppy melodies and the
Yeah.
catchy stuff and the story songs. And with the stuff that did not make the album and new things that I've been working on since finishing that recording process, things are, I think, going in a little bit less of a like grand dramatic direction and maybe going a little bit more toward not so much cohesive story album, but a little bit more based in some of that like electronic or sample based stuff that's maybe
Okay.
a little more low key than some of the
Sure.
guitar rock arrangements of this album. I
Okay.
am thinking that whatever comes next is not, it's probably going to be much less focused on guitar, bass, and drums
That's okay.
carrying the album, you know, a little more
Yeah.
experimental instrument choices and
Cool.
probably a little bit more low key on the drama, I would
That's
say.
fine. I don't think that an album needs to necessarily like be cohesive only through storylines and lyrics. I would say that I don't even remember if we talked about this last time. Like, I feel like 95% of people that listen to music hardly even listen to lyrics. They remember the chorus, and if it's catchy, then they remember it, and if not, then they don't give it a second look. The cohesiveness part can come through like the production and really like similar sounding tones throughout instruments from song to song. So if that's the type of thing that you're going for and more of like an experimental lo-fi, even like just instrumentals, I'm still fully on board with that because obviously you figured it out even though you don't play a lot of the instruments to do the programming. So if that's the way you want to go, then I'm in.
Yeah, I'm really
Cool.
excited to try something out that's more in that direction next time.
Totally. So I assume that there's been some experimentation in the realm of figuring that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
There's I've got kind of a stockpile of things that sort of sound vaguely like the instrumental to Lost and Found, but just
Okay.
haven't quite been completed. They have not had the mixing and mastering treatment yet. So there's a little bit more formulating of the plan and the concept that has to go into it before those will be ready to come out, but sort of in that direction, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, in terms of like actually making these songs, does it always start from a certain place for you? Like, is there one instrument that you're super proficient in that you noodle around on, or does it kind of just pop into your head in some capacity?
I write almost everything on guitar. Guitar is my primary instrument. That was especially true for Low Flyers, the album that just came out. Pretty much everything there, with the exception of Lost and Found, was guitar based with chord progressions and all the melodies that way. So with the newer things that will be coming out a little later, that was, they weren't so much guitar based, you know, it was a little more me just kind of like hunkering down with my computer and being like, what sounds can I make in this recording software, you know?
Totally. Well, that's the problem, is it's literally endless. That's, you know what I mean? Depending on what software, it doesn't even matter what software you're using. There's like a bajillion samples that are right at your fingertips, which kind of makes it more difficult because sometimes you know, not having a lot of choice makes things easier. So I don't know how you work or what happens like when your mind is going, but I can't imagine it's easy to get this going.
Oh man, as somebody who started off with just guitar and kind of like more, I guess, conventional instruments being my choice of writing instrument, I'm like a kid in a candy store with the recording software stuff where I'm just like, what if I try this effect and these other 10 effects? And
You could spend 10 hours a day
yeah.
just clicking different buttons and hoping for a positive outcome, which I don't know, man. Whatever you're working out for this next record, I feel like it might take you longer just because there's so many options. But I don't know. The emotional toll that it takes to spend what, like almost 4 years working on a record, you probably don't want to do that again. Or maybe you do. I
Right.
don't know.
I'm gonna try to speed the process along as much as I can for
Of
this next
course,
one.
of course. I mean, yeah, you have other things going on in your life, I'm sure. So definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to talk a little bit more about actually touring. Not necessarily like going on a long, extensive tour, but maybe at least like the shows that you've been playing. How has the set list looked? Has it been strictly songs from this record?
It depends on the venue and I think the other acts on the bill. Sometimes I tailor the set
That
list a
makes
little
sense.
bit to the environment.
Got
But for the most part, you know, if I play a show where maybe it's like I play 10 songs or something, 7 or 8 of them will be songs from the new album from Low Flyers.
Nice.
Maybe throw an unreleased one in there just to keep everybody on their toes. And I'm also a big fan of ending a show with a cover that everybody knows and just sort of
Kind of just
leaving
convene
off on
everyone for a good time.
something that everybody's going to be singing along to.
That's a great call. I appreciate
Yeah.
that, especially as an independent artist, because you're always playing to new audiences. And let's be honest, like if they're not familiar with your music, you really have to like, you know, bring them in some way. Cover, it's the perfect way to do it. And there's a million songs that can kind of make you feel like you're part of a community. So, yeah.
I love a good sing-along.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Well, in terms of your original songs, are there any that you always look forward to playing the most live? The ones that like really excite you?
I think that the two that I have the most fun playing, which are songs from Low Flyers, the first would be the title track. That is, personally, if I may say so,
It's your
that is
album.
my favorite song on the album and probably my favorite song that I have written.
Oh, nice.
I get a really big kick out of playing that one live. You know, there's a big tempo change in the middle where it speeds up and gets a lot more intense. So I have a lot of fun with that one. And the other one would be a bit of a ridiculous song from the album called I'm Tony.
Okay,
And
that's the one that I've had stuck in my head the most. No joke. And I think you probably are like, yeah, that makes sense because it's super catchy. But all this morning as I was listening, I was just like walking around my apartment humming that song. And I have a feeling that everyone who listens is going to have the same thing. Normally, when I have a song stuck in my head, I'm like, get out. But no, not in this case, man. It's just so good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, seriously.
That song obviously is from the perspective of someone who is not me. And I, along with the kind of general music theater influence that went into the writing and recording of the album, I really enjoy acting out that song as I'm performing it. There are a lot of theatrics and little onstage bits that I work in there with that one. That one's
Awesome.
designed to get some laughs for sure.
Yes, I get that. Do you have any shows coming up that you'd like to plug, or just anything else coming
Yes, you know what? Let me think.
Take your
I
time.
have some shows booked for a little bit later on in the spring.
Oh, nice.
Like in April, May, I am going to be doing a little bit of touring then. And I think that the first thing that I have coming up where I'm playing solo is actually a show on April 28th at the Raven in Worcester, Massachusetts. So I'll be traveling a little bit for that one.
Where are you? You're in New York, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
near Albany.
Okay, yeah. So that's a hell of a drive.
It's a little bit of a haul, yeah,
Yeah.
but you know, that part of
Worth
New
it.
York is surprisingly close to Western Massachusetts, so
Okay,
it's
cool.
it could be a little worse, but I've got that coming up on April 28th, and then there are a few dates in May, specifically a couple of back-to-back dates where I'm playing May 19th and May 20th.
Sweet.
May 19th, I'm playing in Asbury Park, New Jersey, actually,
Awesome.
at the
Awesome.
Asbury Hotel.
Cool.
And May 20th is going to be in New Hope, Pennsylvania, which is really close to Philly, at a place called John and Peter's, May
Nice.
20th.
All right. Well, if you're listening and you're in those areas, you know what to do on those dates. We'll have everything linked as well. I have a couple more questions for you. Last time I asked you this, we were right in the middle of the year, so it wasn't as effective. But right now, I'm still considering us at the top of the year. So what does this year look like? Obviously, you've got this record out, you've got shows coming up. What are some goals that you'd like to hit?
I am really looking forward to making this the year where I play more shows than ever.
Yes.
Hoping to really just kick things up with the touring. A bit of a lofty goal that I haven't really made progress toward yet, but it's a pipe dream,
Okay.
is maybe getting together like a bit of a touring band to play
Yeah.
these songs with me and make them actually match the arrangements on the recording a little bit more. I do really love playing solo just because it's lower maintenance. I just have to show up myself with a guitar,
That's okay.
but I have a goal for the year of rounding up some at least performing
Sure.
bandmates.
Well, I think this record deserves it. Like, I've said it 100 times, but like there really is so much going on instrumentally. I'm not saying that you're not proficient as a solo artist, but I think you know better than anyone that like having a band of 5 or 6 people behind you really putting the finishing touches would just continue to bring it to life. So I hope that you can pull that off sometime. That would be awesome.
Thank you. A live audience loves a drummer. The drummer gets everybody
Yes.
into it in a different way.
Exactly. Brings it to life. Tom, my last question for you here is the same as last time. Basically, the question is for the person that is going to discover you from this, and for the person that is going to listen to your music for the first time, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them?
I remember the last time you asked me this question. I was struggling with the answer a bit. It took me a while to think of it. And you would think that I would be coming in today with a real,
No.
tight answer.
No.
That's not the case so much.
We get it.
Honestly, I think that my message is just, I hope you enjoy it. Prepare for some theatrics, some lyrical drama, and I hope you enjoy the stories.
I mean, that's as clear cut and straightforward as it gets right there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Love it. Tom, I want to thank you so much again for taking the time. Please let me plug your music for you here. If you guys missed it the first time around, the record is called Low Flyers. We will have the links and the articles that you can listen and share and follow along and stay tuned, because I don't know when music is coming, but music is always coming. And I assume that you're working on something at all times. I'm excited for it. And seriously, thank you so much. This has been great.
Of course. Thank you so much for making the time to talk, Austin.
Always, always. All right. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll definitely be talking soon.
You as well.
All
Take
right.
care. Enjoy the
Later.
weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.